I don't think there's any difference. Word of prophecy or
What?
prophecy. Prophecy came not by the will of man, the scripture of the prophecy. Certain way phrase it is used. Prophecy is inspired utterance. God gives us the inspiration when we open our mouth on the day of Pentecost. Peter stand up with the 11 and he started to speaking, and the word from God came and pierced into those ready ones' heart, and they were really inspired, moved, and eventually said, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" And Peter further give them what to do, and they were added to the church, the body of Christ, on the day of Pentecost, first about 3,000 souls. So we don't have to go into minute details of these things. Open our mouth and God gives you the words. That's prophecy.
That is in the scriptures, and we're saying it in the scriptures where it says, you know, word of. And I was wondering if that is a man put word in there.
It's okay, word. The prophecy is word from God. Prophecy is the utterance. Scripture came by the inspiration of God. No prophecy of the scripture. Prophecy of the scripture. There's another way that we say, okay, what is the prophecy of the scripture? What is the word of prophecy? Many way of saying, but it's the word that comes directly out of God. God has given you this ability in the Spirit of God. And the benefits that we can impart by using that spiritual capability, one, we can speak in tongues. And we don't call that prophecy, but it's the same mechanic in a sense. We open our mouth and start to speaking, but it's in the language that we don't even know, understand. But it's definitely generated, coming from the Spirit of God. And interpretation of tongue, that is also is coming from God. It's not that you figure out, understood the speaking tongues, what I just spoke, and then I will then give the interpretation. It's not that way. We had no idea what we spoke in tongues previously. But right next to that, we decided to speak in the known language, and there came out the interpretation of tongues. And prophecy is just like interpretation of tongues, but without speaking tongues before. And we can prophesy all the time. God can give us the inspiration all the time. Of course, when they are ready people and you are somehow inspired to say something, so that's prophecy. God is giving you words in your.
But when we instruct people, we don't instruct anymore to speak in tongues and interpret the word of prophecy.
See, prophecy means really what happened was Paul was saying everyone can prophesy in the church, ecclesia, you know, meeting or one-on-one, two people, three people, all can prophesy. So our concept of word of prophecy, then everyone can bring forth word of prophecy. Is that how it Paul was really saying? Or everyone can, whenever they are inspired to speak, can speak in the fellowship, and God is speaking through their mouth. So all can do that. Encouragement all to speak the words from God. God gives us the words, and His word is seed. His words are seed. And it goes to the good grounds, ready people, gladly receive kind of people, then it brings forth fruit. God is giving us the seed for sowing. Now, which seed for sowing? The words that we speak, seed for sowing. And we want to speak the seed for sowing to the humble heart, the ready heart. Jesus said, Spirit of Jehovah God is upon me. He has anointed me, this Spirit of God, with that he was anointed me to preach the good gospel, good news, good words, words that gives hope. So he spoke the good words to the humble, the meek. So meek received the prophecy. Jesus was prophesying, speaking by the Spirit. It's the same thing. And I don't think need to analyze and get confused. Just open your mouth when you are inspired and move or do things when you are inspired to do. That's all. And then you are walking by the Spirit and the new man is active. We produce much fruit through the Spirit of God by walking by the Spirit. We are activating the new man is by doing the things that you are inspired to do. Like Fred was inspired to invite Lawrence and Kim. He was inspired to do. He didn't doubt that or start thinking, oh, it's a lot of work involved, a lot of coordination or whatever. These different mind comes in. And he could stop that from carrying out those wonderful good works that God has given to Fred, through which much fruit will be generated, produced. But he moved with that. As he was doing, joy, happiness, fruit of the Spirit, blessed. And God keeps us hot, enthused, each day by giving us those inspiration, that revelation, inspiration, whatever, like that something that you are inspired to do. Or physical works you need to do, you're just inspired to think about certain thing and start planning or doing and realize afterwards that, wow, it was the perfect time I was doing that. Like Lorian knew there was a need to take care of the tax kind of things, tax, and decided to meet with the accountant somewhere. It's a challenging task, but this desire or thought or something I must do also, you know, that kind of mind, but moved in that direction and things are getting clear and this is doing things with God, maybe realizing it or not realizing it. But as we look back and see as of today, like today, then great improvement, accomplishment, great things are done. Wonderful, positive things were done. Because you moved with God using the spiritual ability. God put that thought, idea, and you moved forward in that direction. So we don't hang on to certain thing, something you may not understand, and continually focus on that, but turn to some other thing, some other easy to understand things. Start out with easy to understand things, and God will give the understanding to all of us. Consider what I say, Paul said to Timothy, and God will give you understanding to you. So great things are being accomplished each day by Glenna. Glenna is accomplishing great things, many, many wonderful things. Good works are coming. You're executing them knowingly, unknowingly. So focus on those wonderful good things, positive things, and be happy. And few items, something not resolved or don't know, don't understand, okay, put it on a hanger on the closet. Open the closet, put it on the hanger, and thank God, okay, God, you figure it out. And one of these days, you may get the answer or may not get the answer, but we are happy. This is the day that Jehovah has made for you. This evening, Jehovah has made for you. So rejoice, enjoy it, have fun, and be glad in it. Next day when you wake up, next wonderful day God has for you. And there are things to do, many things, practical things to do each day. And with God we do. All these things now we are doing with God. This physical life with God, spiritually, supernaturally, we are able to accomplish with God. But we don't see God. We don't see the Spirit of God in us. We don't feel it. But it is there, and we are able to do, live. And also with the right logos God is giving to us, right concept, positivity. Always God is with us, giving us hope, good, positivity, positive direction. All things are possible with God. Good words, not like people in the world, negative, pessimistic. Oh, that's difficult. Challenges. Just focusing on only those things and confessing only those things. And they get the what they confess and believe. But we are delivered from there to confess the right words unto wholeness, believe unto right thing, righteousness, which God is infusing, giving us, in us. He's working, energizing in us His good pleasure, good things for us, so that we can evidence happy life, more abundant life, prosperous life. And God is giving us not only word seeds, seed of the word that we plant in the good fields and produce much fruit, but He is also giving us seed, money seed, so that God can open windows of heaven and bring that spiritual blessing to physical realm, that He can get 1,000% involved with us. All grace to abound towards me means He's totally involved in my life and He works for me. All grace means I just said thank you, thank you. Good deal, thank you God. He does great things for me. He's absolutely focused in my life. All grace to abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things and result in abundance of good works accomplished. More and more good works. He's making your each day satisfaction, satisfactory day. Every day is a very happy day, satisfactory day, the triumphant day, victorious day, joyful day. So He's doing that for me. So the focus, my mind focus, set your mind on the heavenly direction, the right hand of God direction, the authority seat where you are, and He's giving us the words to confess, speak from the right hand of God, and that becomes the angels move to do the words that we speak. So fantastic, great things are always with us. What's Kathy's question?
Thank you. I have lots of hangers.
Yeah, I like that. Hang it up.
Hangers, yes. God also gives you hangers too. It's not like you have to then go shopping for the thousands of hangers and have to pay. He gives you your closets are big. Yeah.
Walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was
like a driving closet also, automated closet, computerized.
Oh yeah. I've seen those where you push a button
yeah.
and then the clothes kind of come forward and go around.
Yeah.
No, it was just kind of a statement that got my attention that you are the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is you. That.
Like Adam and Eve, they were human being, real human being. They had all parts. God created, made, formed, perfect, nothing lacking. So we are like that. We have physical eyes, everything, and also spiritual senses, ability. And that take us at the highest location in the food chain. When Adam and Eve lost it, then came down the food chain. And Satan, he became the god of this world, ruler of this world. He rose up in the food chain. But now we are far above, at the top. We are the boss. We run the show.
Yeah, that's good. We run the show. It's like we run the whole show because of that position.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what's happening here in India? India means many things must be happening, like as far as outreach and things like that. Day four yesterday, Steve and Sharma, their wives, so total four of them visited us. In the afternoon, there was heavy shower. In short pouring down rain that some of the roads and places got flooded. Not like a real flood, but water level rose. The drain system couldn't cope with that. So there were a lot of traffic jam. And Stephen and they were planning to arrive here 3, but they arrived at 4 o'clock because of that reason. Now, after they were here, they shared with us of many wonderful signs, wonders and miracles that's taking place, many places, and continuous outreach, growth, new outreach in one of the states, Orissa states, Orissa leaders meeting, many outreaches now happening in that southern state to West Bengal, which are the eastern coast of India. Sharmaji also, they're doing great, his wife. Yesterday, Bhagwan Singh also came. After 2 months, I think he came, visited me in April. And we visited Bhagwan Singh's mountain home in the month of Beatrice and I at the end of April. So we are in touch. And Beatrice visited the mountain state recently with Prakash and Sushila from Nepal and other women leaders. And just returned recently and met with Bhagwan Singh, his wife, and Ram Singh, and many other wonderful leaders, overseers. And yesterday, Bhagwan Singh was sharing with me about outreach momentum continues to pick up. It reached at the certain tipping point, something like that. Since then, I think his confidence, faith, rest in God, that kind of thing really got solid. And also, then existing fellowships they were established in the faith and increased in number daily that way. And the new outreach began more and more through these labors. So new, he was sharing about many new outreach, new leaders, believers, through them. Because the doctrine is very simple. They get born again, Romans 10:9. And they speak in tongues, honoring God, be led by God. God is working in you. You are as Christ. And continuous encouragement from their leaders that you are as Christ, you can do. As Jesus did, you can do. Just always encouragement, sowing seed, they prosper, speaking in tongues, and the prophecy, the seed of the word, also to the right ones that God brings. So all these things are just happening by the grace of God. So many leaders' meetings are taking place. That's what he said. Many leaders' meetings are going on now in many parts of India. And his desire, he spoke from the right hand of God, that his desire is that he wants to see his field to grow all over India. Of course, there are other leaders. They have fields at many places, but he has strong desire and speaking that from the right hand of God. And that is very and wonderfully extremely important to say from the right hand of God those words that God is inspiring you, the desire, vision. You say from the right hand of God. That's the location you are made to sit. God will do the work when you speak, but not the devil's words. Devil will be happy when you speak, think, accept his logic and say, then devil's happy. We don't focus on that side and say those words, but we are speaking the things of the right hand of God, far above all principalities, powers, might, and dominion, and every name that is named in the future to come. From there we speak those words that God is inspiring us. The God with whom all things are possible. And he is giving us good possible words, future, that cause this earth to manifest heaven. The heaven's lifestyle so mightily grows the word from heaven, word of God, word from God, and then it prevails. Why it prevails? Because we are at the highest location in the creation, and we have that incredible power and authority. We are given that authority. The President of the United States is given his authority. Within his authority, he speaks, then that is done. Someone say, oh, no, you can't do that. But if it's in his authority, he doesn't care what anybody thinks. He speaks and it is done. So something similar, you are given the authority far above. All authority in heaven and earth is given to our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we are sharing fully, joint heir with Christ. And God gives us those words to confess, like Romans 10:9, specific inspiration, desire, vision, those words to speak. So you are that kind of person. So we don't need to focus on the negative side and complain and, oh, nothing's happening. Don't accept the lies of the enemy. We say the things we don't see also. Many times, don't say what you see, but say what God is giving you, the vision, direction. Say that and say that it is done. Like we are saying here in India, we are saying that. Thank you, God, you have done. Amen means done. It is truly so done. It's done. And it is becoming. It's manifesting now. In the past also, it's manifesting. Manifesting all wonderful direction of life among the believers and leaders. And God is continually increasing. We are saying also that, Father, you have opened millions of harvest-ready fields. You have given to us millions of and billions of laborers. For us, it's easy. We just say the words that he tells us. Confess with your mouth. If you shall confess with your mouth, we say that. Oh, but I don't know. But God is working in you, giving you those right perspective. When we are looking to God, five senses is Red Sea and the in front of you and behind the Egyptian army, that kind of situation, we don't look at them and fear and be negative and complaining and, you know, like that. But we will say, look to Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, and he's our daddy, loving daddy. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God before us. So looking at that, and we say those words, confess with our mouth those words from the right hand of God, and we know it's done. That is done, and we believe onto that. Expectation is in that direction, not the negative direction. But expectation is that direction. Regardless of it is visible, not visible, it doesn't even matter. We move into that. Mind is moving in that direction. Then solution comes. Miracles happen. Supernatural things happen. But we are always in triumphant marching. March. Because he calls us to triumph. When we are looking at him and keep going. You are the boss. You are at the right hand of God. Not they are the boss. Not the storms and every wind of doctrine. But you are. And you are with God. You are connected with the source. Therefore, we continue to march on. Saints are marching on. Triumphant, victorious saints are marching on. Yeah, something like that, Fred.